Good day, I'm Anjuie James-Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Tuesday, May 29. Coming up, government to prioritise passage of Pensions Act and regulations, Court of Appeal expansion progressing smoothly, and new programme launched to assist adolescent mothers complete their education. The news in detail after the break.
Every person, adult or child, taken into police custody is entitled to legal representation by an attorney. It's your right. Ask the police to call a duty counsel for question and answer, identification parade, and application for station or court bail. The duty counsel program is free. A message from the Legal Aid Council.
Now the news. Minister of Finance and the Public Service, Favour Williams, says the passage of amendments to the Pensions Act and regulations will be a priority of the government during this fiscal year. She says since the passage of the Pensions, Superannuation Funds and Retirement Schemes Act in 2004 and the regulations in 2006, Phase 2 or the adequacy phase has been languishing. The amendments include portability, parental pension, and vesting. The Act will also be amended to permit concurrent membership in both a superannuation fund and a retirement scheme or multiple retirement schemes as long as the total contributions do not exceed the limit as prescribed by the Income Tax Act.
These are some of the amendments that the stakeholders have been calling for about 10 years now to foster development of the pension industry, the private pension industry in Jamaica. The overarching goal is to move the needle in the private pension industry from where it is to something greater.
Minister Williams was making her contribution to the sectoral debate in the House of Representatives recently. Justice Minister Delroy Chuck says the project to expand the Court of Appeal building on King Street in downtown Kingston is progressing smoothly. The European Union EU-funded project, valued at $846 million, will see the addition of 3 new courtrooms, 13 judges' chambers, and 2 lounges.
And after just under 5 weeks of work, we have seen tremendous progress. I am eager not only to continue on time, but to finish on time.
Mr. Chuck was speaking to JIS News following a recent tour of the building. The work is expected to be finished by mid-August. Upon completion, the staff of the Court of Appeal will begin moving in so that cases can begin in the upgraded building in September. The Women's Center of Jamaica Foundation, WCJF, has officially launched a new program aimed at helping adolescent mothers complete their secondary education. The initiative, dubbed Advancing Secondary, Tertiary and Remedial Education for Adolescent Mothers, ASTREAM, was launched at the Foundation's 40th anniversary charity ball over the weekend. Gender Affairs Minister Olivia Grange says ASTREAM will provide teen mothers with mentorship and financial support.
Now, during the 40 years, we have been able to reduce the adolescent fertility rate from 131 per 1,000 to 54 per 1,000. Additionally, around 70% of the adolescent mothers in our program complete their secondary education. Isn't that wonderful? But while that is impressive, we want to do even better because I'm determined that no one must be left behind.
Through ASTREAM, girls enrolled at the secondary level will receive $40,000 towards school expenses, while young mothers who matriculate to tertiary level will be presented with scholarships worth $400,000. They will also be paired with mentors who will provide support as they complete their studies. And the Students Loan Bureau, SLB, has implemented a new telephone system as part of efforts to boost service delivery to customers. Public Education and Public Relations Manager at the SLB, Olivia Briscoe, says the new interactive voice recognition IVR system will increase the speed and convenience for customers to interact with the agency.
It's now a lot easier for persons to get through to the Students Loan Bureau. It pleases me very much when I pick up the phone and I can hear things like wait time 30 seconds or 50 seconds. Persons are getting through a lot quicker now based on improvements to our phone lines. We've added additional lines, which has given us increased capacity to deal with the volume of calls we receive.
Mrs. Briscoe was speaking in an interview with JIS News. Meanwhile, the SLB, which provides loan funding for tertiary students in Jamaica, is now accepting applications for the 2018-19 academic year. Applications close on May 31. That was JIS News. I'm Anjuie James-Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.